We're doing the Avat Chesed, ואתה נחזור לבר קצת את אופן ההנהגה, שצריך להיות במאות המעשר. So, the Chafetz Chaim is coming back to the point at hand, which is we're supposed to take a tithe, a tenth of our income. He had discussed that you're supposed to take a tenth off of the principal. He had discussed a machlokes, whether the miser can be used for all forms of gemilut chesed, or for mitzvot, or must it be used specifically for tzedakah? And now he says, let's get back to the homestead. Let's discuss how should a person function with regards to taking off his miser and his tithe. V'yatne b'tchilat kabalato sheyitnehek b'ofen zeh, uvaze yistalku me'alav kol ha'pikpukim. So the Chafetz Chaim advises us that a person should stipulate when he begins having this custom of taking off a tithe, he should stipulate that he is going to do the following five conditions, and then he will be able to overcome all different areas of doubt. So now he's going to explain. Number one. Rishon lakol tov shiyatneh b'tchilat kabalato ha'mitzvah shu bli neder. Oh, what an important point. You're going to start taking off a tithe. You should say this is bli neder. I'm not taking this as a neder. I'm not accepting this upon myself forever. I'm going to try. Kedei shelo yikashel chas v'shalom b'avon nederim. Because a person doesn't want to stumble and err, God forbid, with the sin of vows. Al yedei ze sibah lifamim, because there can be all kinds of things that happen. Suddenly a guy loses his job and he can't afford to take off the tithe, or suddenly there are 15 bills that come in this month and he wasn't aware of it, that last month they didn't charge him for the root canal or the sneakers he bought or the water bill. And suddenly he can't afford a tithe this month or whatever it is. So things happen in life. So initially a person should stipulate, I'm doing this bli neder. I'm not taking this as a vow, I'm going to try. גם יראה שיהיה לו פנקס מיוחד שיכתוב בו כל הרווח שיזמין לו השם אחר ניקוי ההוצאות מהעסק. You should also have an accounting. Have an accounting notepad where you keep a record what your profit is after you take off your expenses. That's in a business. Today things are a little more simple in that sense. If you work with a salary, so you know you're getting X amount each month. What you don't know is what your expenses are. But he says that in a business, your profit is not your gross, but your net. After you take off expenses, okay, so then your net, you take off a tithe from that. So that's number one. Number two, יעשה חשבון בכל חצי שנה או על כל פנים בכל שנה. So when are your taxes due? When do you have to pay your tithe, your miser? Either every half a year or every year at most. ואם יזדמן לו חס ושלום הפסד בתוך זמן זה, ינקה מחשבון הרווח. And if you had a loss during this time, so you mark it up against the profit. ומותר הרווח יהיה שייך מזה מעשר לצדקה. And then your profit, your net profit, is what you take off a miser. You take off your losses. Gimel, third stipulation. כל משך הזמן הזה יכתוב בפנקס כל הנתינות שיוציא על צדקה. Keep a record of what you do give for charity. People overlook what they give. That shekel which you give for Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv before davening, they add up. That guy who's a beggar and collects on the street, that money adds up.
It's not wrong to start to fund up. What do you mean? You have this pushke, small pushke, you have in your pocket, and you give away. Should you really make accounting of what you give?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people tend to give too much.
Ten
agurot,
not too much.
Ten agurot, but when it's 30 agurot, shachris mincha ma'ariv, so that's a shekel. And a shekel could seem like nothing, but the shekels add up. A shekel a day ends up being about 250 shekel a year. No, but that's money. That's money, a shekel a day. So you're not giving on Shabbos, and you're not giving on Friday mincha ma'ariv, and you're not giving on Matzei Shabbos, right? Those are the times. So you end up with about 250 shekel a year. Fines, I don't know if you have to mark down every 10 agufot. I don't know.
I can understand that there is this concept that we cannot prove. Of course, that if we don't count money, maybe Hashem will bless us with more money. We don't know. Can we apply that also to that kind of thing?
I don't know. Yafe, okay. The yuchal lichlol b'cheshbonot shel ha'maaser. So that should be part of your accounting. כל מה שרגיל ייתן בביתו לעניים, ואפילו איזה פרוטה, והנקה כל זה לבסוף מהמעשר. They come knocking on your door. You give a shekel, That's part of the accounting of your maaser. That's part of the tenth that you're responsible to give. So keep an accounting of it so you could knock it off the amount you're going to give for maaser. And we'll pick up here with his last two conditions, Bezrat Hashem, next time.